This is Twit.
So sad to see the I just want to make a little program note. The passing of Chadwick Boseman, who was really an incredible actor. And the chat room just told me that ABC, tonight at 8 p.m. Eastern, will be broadcasting Black Panther in its entirety uninterrupted. So that's awesome. That's awesome.
No, Uncle Leo. Anybody who's watching this show, anybody who's listening to this show, just know that you're not doing anything important in your life. Just know that you should be working a little bit harder in your life. This man had cancer for 4 years, didn't say anything to anybody, put himself in top physical condition, banged out movie after movie after movie. And not just movies, iconic movies, biopics where he's having to take on somebody else's life and their image. And he did it with a smile on his face. He did it with joy in his heart. He went out here and shook hands and had to deal with people, Wakanda and him forever. Into the ground. He still kept a smile on his face. He praised God. He praised his coworkers. He did a lot for the culture and people not of his culture. And this guy did that with cancer and didn't cry, complain, say a word to anybody. So I know for a fact that you're not doing enough. I'm not doing enough. I know I felt sad. I don't care about celebrities passing, but that man, that broke my heart. So I just know that I should be doing three times more than what I'm doing right now. Because if he could do all that and not complain, we could all do a little bit more.
Let me play a little clip. This is Chadwick Boseman. And we didn't know at the time that he was very ill with colon cancer as he spoke these words.
Ian and Taylor, who recently passed from cancer. And throughout our filming, I was communicating with them, knowing that they were both terminal. And what they said to me is, and their parents said, they're trying to hold on till this movie comes. Mm. And to a certain degree, you hear them say that and you're like, whew, like, wow, that's like, I gotta get up and go to the gym. I gotta get up and go to work. You know, I got to learn these lines. I got to work on this accent. You know, seeing how devoted all of my castmates are and knowing that will be something meaningful to them. But it's to a certain degree, it's a humbling experience because you're like, this can't mean that much to them, you know. But seeing how the world has taken this on, seeing how the movement is, how it's taken on a life of its own, I realized that they anticipated something great. And I think back now to a kid and just, you know, waiting for Christmas to come, waiting for my birthday to come, waiting for a toy that I was going to get a chance to experience, or a video game. I did live life waiting for those moments. And so it put me back in the mind of being a kid, just to experience those two little boys' anticipation of this movie. And when I found out that they...
Take your time with it.
He's pretty broken up at this point. And by the way, he was already had a diagnosis of colon cancer at this point.
Yeah, it means
it's really really something. Wakanda forever. It's a great role model. And by the way, the best Marvel movie of them all, I think. My personal opinion.